Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Monday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's win by the Green Bay Packers. Packers improved to 5-1-1, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had just a prime opportunity, a golden opportunity, to go out there and grab control of the AFC North over these past 10 days, but have fumbled the bag, losing to the Bengals last Thursday and losing to the Packers last night after being up by 9 at halftime, up 19-14. Looked like things were going well. Renegades playing. It's like, all right, here's where, you know, the Packers make a mistake and the Steelers capitalize. Nope. Here's Jordan Love with 20 straight completions, and Green Bay is going to win the game by 10. How about that? So Nick will talk about all of that coming up to begin the next hour. But have a lot to get to here in this segment, so let's waste no more time. Monday Night Football tonight have the Commanders and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Right now over at BetMGM, Kansas City, an 11-point favorite. Actually, we're down to 10 with that game. I'm looking at the updated numbers here. It looks like a lot of money has come in on Washington. I do have a bet on the side in this game, which we'll talk about a little bit later on at 6:40 Eastern time, but money coming in on the underdog Commanders. I'm seeing 10s at numerous sports books, including BetMGM. 10.5 still the consensus, but 10 minus 115 at BetMGM with the total sitting at 48. As for how everyone's betting the game, despite the movement on Washington, a lot of the money's been coming in on Kansas City. 59% of the bets, 69% of the handles on the Chiefs laying 11. Once again, that number is now down to 10 at BetMGM. 60% of the bets, 69% of the handle on over 48. 66% of the bets on Commanders money line at plus 525, but 63% of the handle is on Chiefs money line at minus 750, having to lay 750 just to win 100 on the Chiefs to win the game outright. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular is Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota, over 28.5 rushing yards. Fourth most popular, Tyquan Thornton, over 1.5 receiving yards. Very interesting prop there. Third most popular is Chiefs running back Breshard Smith, over 1.5 receptions. Second most popular, Rashee Rice, over 5.5 receptions. And the most popular prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, is Breshard Smith over 15.5 receiving yards. So Breshard Smith, two of the top three in tonight's game against the Commanders. As for the most popular anytime TD scores, Rashee Rice is the most popular score at minus 115. Now, there is some big injury news with this game. Of course, the headliner being Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels. He is out with a hamstring injury. We don't know what the status is going to be upcoming on Sunday when they take on the Seahawks, but we know he's not playing tonight. After he suffered the hamstring injury in the loss to the Dallas Cowboys. For Kansas City, Josh Simmons, their first-round pick at left tackle, he remains out due to a personal reason. Returned to the team over the weekend, but still, like, they're not going to play him in the game when he hasn't practiced in a couple of weeks. I would anticipate that he plays this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, but we're not going to know that until Wednesday at the earliest. Their guard, all-pro guard, Trey Smith, dealing with a back injury, suffered the injury in their win over the Raiders last Sunday. He's listed as doubtful. So Kansas City might be down two impactful offensive linemen, which could be a little bit problematic for that Chiefs offense. So that is tonight's game. We'll talk about this all throughout the show, update you guys on the numbers. But money coming in on Washington as we are now down to 10 in the market, which is interesting because based on what we saw over the weekend and on Sunday, the NFL favorites have been crushing it. Like, the favorites have been awesome. Last Sunday, we talked about it. Hey, favorites go 11-1 straight up. How about yesterday, where the favorites went 9-2 straight up on Sunday? And it's 10-2 if you think back to last Thursday when the Chargers beat the Minnesota Vikings. So 9-2 straight up. In week 8 so far, the favorites are 10-2 against the spread. And I saw this note from Evan Abrams over at the Action Network. Get a load of this. If the Chiefs cover tonight, and that'll be covering a 10-point spread, if they cover tonight, it will be the best win percentage for favorites in a single week in the last 40 years. It is unprecedented chalk that we are seeing in week 8 in the NFL. And I saw this, and I was telling this stat to Nick and Bill on the call this morning when we were getting ready for the show. Just one of the 11 games were decided by single digits yesterday. The lowest percentage of games decided by single digits on a Sunday in the regular season since week 14 of 1970. Which only had one of 12 games decided by single digits. 1970, of course, the year of the merger. That is according to Nerding on NFL over on Twitter. So it's been an uneventful week. It's been a chalky week. We'll see if tonight's Commanders-Chiefs game can change our fortunes with that here on Monday Night Football. But let's get to the rest of the quick hits from throughout the NFL before we get to college football and the World Series. The Indianapolis Colts just keep chugging along, don't they? The Colts keep chugging along. We're all wondering, when's the other shoe going to drop? When is Indianapolis going to have that game where we all think, oh, they're fraudulent? No, they're just going to keep covering numbers, keep blowing out bad teams. And last night was a 38-14 over the Tennessee Titans. Indianapolis improves to 7-1. And the story, of course, is Jonathan Taylor, 153 yards, two more rushing touchdowns, had another receiving touchdown as well. This dude has been on an absolute heater. Absolutely love where we're at with the Offensive Player of the Year market. Talked about Taylor about 6 weeks ago to be OPOY at 15-1. He is now minus 250 in that market. Taylor has been outstanding. There's been no better offensive player in the league than Jonathan Taylor. And the Colts, they're going to start to get tested. There's no more Tennessee Titans on the schedule. Those Titans games are done. Like, they played the Raiders. They played some of these sorry teams. They're going to start to get tested. And this week, on the road at Pittsburgh, you know, Steelers' defense is bad, but, like, you know, that's still kind of a tough environment to play in. They got a game against Kansas City coming up in a few weeks. So we're going to learn about the Indianapolis Colts some more, but so far, this team has been awesome, and yet another game where it's 400-plus yards and 7 yards per play. That's been the story with the Colts all season long. How about the Houston Texans? They beat the San Francisco 49ers 26-15. This game was all about pass rush. Pass rush was the story. The game was won and lost in the trenches. The San Francisco 49ers had zero pass rush. They could not get to C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud had a very early good game. He looked like C.J. Stroud that we saw a couple years ago. He looked like C.J. Stroud that we saw in good games last year. He had it all clicking despite not having a couple of his wide receivers in Nico Collins and in Christian Kirk. And on the other side, the Niners couldn't protect. Here's Mac Jones against this hellacious pass rush led by Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. Pass rush was the story. The Niners, I think, will be fine once they get some of these guys back. Maybe Purdy can play this week as they've been nursing him along with this turf toe injury. They're going to get Ayuk back. They're going to get some other pass catchers back. Ricky Pearsall, we've been waiting on him with the knee injury. They'll be fine, but defensively, boy, they got to drum up some kind of a pass rush, because if they can't, it's going to be a lot of these over kind of a games for the Niners. But good win for Houston. Big game, though, coming up this Sunday as they host the Denver Broncos. The New England Patriots. Speaking of a good offense, how about the Patriots? They beat the Browns 32-13. I was on Cleveland, talked about how this is going to be the best defense the Browns or the Patriots have faced all year. And I actually think I was right with that handicap. It just didn't matter. I mean, Myles Garrett had 5 sacks in the game. He was wrecking the game and actually keeping the game somewhat competitive in the first half. But he could only do so much when you have Dylan Gabriel on the other side doing absolutely nothing. Guys, turn the ball over now. The whole thing with Gabriel was, hey, he's not going to turn the ball over. At least we'll have a fighting chance. Yesterday, he's throwing interceptions. And if he's doing that, you're getting blown out. as Drake May and the Patriots continue to roll yesterday afternoon. May, he looks awesome. He's in the MVP conversation. New England, they have themselves a guy in second-year quarterback Drake May.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How about the other game in Charlotte? The Bills, they beat the Carolina Panthers 40-9. The conversation about Andy Dalton potentially being an upgrade, I know fantasy circles were talking about that. Oh, like Andy Dalton, the yards per attempt might be, come on. Andy Dalton looks like he's cooked. It's over. You don't want him out there. It's a massive drop off going from Bryce Young to Andy Dalton. This is not going to be a fallen hero situation. I ended up not betting this game. I'm glad I didn't, because I might have found myself on the side of Carolina. That is a bet that you knew was done. Andy Dalton is completely cooked. And for the Bills, nice win. Now let's see it this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And finally, a game I did bet, and a game that did not go well for me. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they beat the Saints 23-3, turning them over. Spencer Rattler was benched in the game due to reckless play. Threw an egregious pick six in the first half. I was just like, when you see that happen, you just know that your game is cooked. Your bet is cooked at that point. Tampa wasn't even that impressive. I thought New Orleans' defense held up pretty well in the game. But Tampa, they're dealing with a bunch of injuries, of course. New Orleans, it is time to see Tyler Shuck. And I'm hoping that we see him start this Sunday when they take on the LA Rams. So those are your quick hits in the NFL. Let's quickly get to college football, as the big news last night in college football is that LSU fired Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly was not a bad coach at LSU. I mean, his record's 34-14. You know, that's like we've seen better coaches have that and be like, oh, like look at this coach. Let's extend them. But the problem is that you can't do this at LSU. And you can't do it, especially when you're kind of like an awkward fit as the head coach of that program. And that's what Brian Kelly was. It never really made sense, him being the head coach of the LSU Tigers. And I'll say this, like, I think LSU is the best job in the country. Like, think about the coaches who have won there. Obviously, Nick Saban's the GOAT. He won there. He would win anywhere. But Les Miles won a national title. Ed Orgeron won a national title. Like, LSU, the recruiting, it is fertile down there in New Orleans, the recruiting hotbed. Like, there's so much talent in that area. And now with the playoff being expanded to 12 teams, you better make the playoffs as the head coach of LSU. And LSU was not going to do that. And I don't know who they hire from here. Maybe it's Lane Kiffin. I know that name's been thrown around there between LSU and Florida. What's Lane Kiffin going to do? Maybe that's what they want to do. But like, you can't be what Brian Kelly was doing. Like, because not only was the team not that good, it didn't look like anybody was enjoying themselves there either. And I said it at the start of the season, like, hey, which of these top 10 teams might fall out of the top 25? LSU was the team that I pointed to, because I'm like, I just don't believe it with Brian Kelly as the head coach. And now look at this situation. Texas A&M beats them up this past Saturday night. And I'm sure they'll attract great candidates, because once again, I think it's the best job in the country. But boy, this was always going to end this way. And I'm glad that LSU did this now, as opposed to just playing out the string. And maybe we get a kind of a dead cat bounce spot with LSU going forward from a betting standpoint. Last thing, though, before we wrap up the hour, game three tonight, World Series, coming off of Saturday night's game two masterpiece by Yoshinobu Yamamoto. That's one way to have all the bullpen concerns, right? Is to just pitch a complete game. Hey, bullpen, you don't have to participate. I'm just going to go the distance like I did in the NLCS. But tonight, the Dodgers are a big favorite, minus 200. Toronto's plus 165. We have Max Scherzer versus Tyler Glasnow. The Dodgers are going to win this game. I don't want to lay minus 200, but I'll say this, spoiler alert, The Dodgers will be in my sports Equinox parlay. They will be a leg in that parlay because I do think the Dodgers win tonight. I think the Dodgers win Tuesday night. I think the Dodgers win on Wednesday night. And I think the Dodgers win this bad boy in five. I'm still sticking to my series prediction. Dodgers, 2.5 games on the spread. They'll get it done tonight with Tyler Glasnow on the mound. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Packers' win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.